The following is a class from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Volume 8, Chapter 20, Text 142 through 143, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
Daridranash bhavakhaya premer fall not. Prem sukh bhog mukha prayajan hai. So, by devotional service, one should not expect my miserable material condition may be improved or I may be liberated from this material entanglement. That is also a kind of sense gratification. If I want that, let me be free from this entanglement, just like the yogis and the jnanis, they try. They try to be free from this material entanglement. But in the devotional service, there is no such desire. In the devotion, because it is pure love, there is no expectation that I shall be profited in this way. No. It is not a profitable commercial business that unless I get in return something, I shall not practice the devotional service in Krishna consciousness. There is no question of profit. Lord Chaitanya prays to the Lord like this. Na dhanang, na janang, na sundaring, kavitang, va jagadisa kamai. Mamo, janmani, janmani, ishare, bhavatad bhakti, rahoi tuki, kai. He says, my dear Lord, Jagadisha. Jagadisha means the Supreme Lord, Krishna. Jagat, jagat means this world, material world or spiritual world, all world, jagat. Jagat gacchati iti jagat, which is progressing, that is called jagat. The jagat isha, the supreme master of this jagat, going concern, jagat isha, the supreme master of this jagat. I pray unto you that I do not want nadhanam, I do not want any wealth. Na janam. I do not want any number of followers. Na janam, na dhanam, na kavitang, majagadisa kamai kavitang is very nice, wise, poetical. I do not want. Then, what do you want? Mama janmani, janmani ishare. Janmani, janmani means birth after birth. So, he does not want liberation also. Because when he speak of liberation, there is no but. Madhyamagatya punarjanmana vidyate. One who reaches the kingdom of God, he hasn't got to come back again to take birth here. So here Lord Chaitanya says, mama janmani janmani, birth after birth. That means I do not want liberation also. Mama janmani janmani. Then what do you want? Na ishare bhavatad bhakti rahitati. My dear Lord, I may be put in any condition of my life, but please bestow this benediction that I may not forget. That. I may not forget. Because due to my forgetfulness, I am suffering so much. So if I can remember you, I don't mind in whatever condition I am. Yes, it is the actual fact. Janglabdha chapadang lavang in the Bhagavad Gita, in the sixth chapter we find in the yoga system. Janglabdha chapadang lavang mannati nadikantataha. When one achieves that perfection of yoga, janglabdha, by gaining that perfection, janglabdhyana chaparang lavam, then he has no other desire to achieve. just like we achieve something in this material world, but that does not stop our desire to achieve something more. I may achieve millions of dollars, but that does not make me satisfied. I want further 10 millions of dollars. And when I get further 10 millions of dollars, then I desire for further 100 millions of dollars. There is no cessation. So, here is a thing. Krishna consciousness, one who is perfect in that system, Bhakti Yoga system, the Bhagavad Gita says, janglabdha chaparang labhang namannati adhikam. Adhikam means greater than this. We want, we desire something which is greater than what I possess now. Therefore I desire. I have got 100 million dollars and I want millions of dollars because that amount is greater than what I possess now. But one who possesses this devotional service, he does not think anything there is in the world which is more valuable. So why should he inquire? Why should he desire? He has got the sublime things. Janglabdha chaparang lavang. Lavang means gain. Mannate na. He does not think. Na. What is that? Adhikam. Adhikam means greater. If I have got $2 position, and if you offer me $10, I think, oh, it is greater. So he possesses such a thing that nothing is greater than. Because he possesses devotional service. Krishna consciousness is not different from Krishna. Therefore he possesses Krishna. And we, what thing can be greater than Krishna? Therefore he is fully satisfied. Janglabhya chaparang labhang mannati na vikangadata. Jasmin sthite gurunapi dukkhena na vichalate. And one who is situated in that condition, then gurunapi dukkhena, the severest type of miseries offered to him, he is not sickened. He's steady. Steady. Just like a 5-year-old boy, Prahlad Maharaj, and his father, atheist, you nutshell boy, you are chanting God's name. Who is God? I am God. Why don't you chant my name? If you don't do that, then I shall throw you in the fire. He is steady. He said, father, I cannot do that. Little boy, you nonsense, you cannot do that. How do you dare to speak before me like this? Even the demigods, they are afraid of me. Yes, father. By the mercy of whom you are speaking so nicely, so by the mercy of him I am speaking also like that. I don't care for anyone's mercy. So this is so much wrath of a severe father. He is not steady. So that is the characteristic of a pure devotee. Even in the greatest difficulty, even in the greatest danger, he is not certain. He is steady. Janglabdha. This is the perfection of yoga. When one is steady in every circumstances, that is the perfection of yoga. That can be achieved easily by this Krishna consciousness. Janglabdha. Chaparang labha mannate na samsa. Jasmin sthite guru napi dukkhena na vichalate. So here also, we should not be aspiring after improving our material condition or liberation or anything. These are all desires. They say that it is desireless. A desire cannot be completely absent because I am living entity. So my desire should be not to forget Krishna, that's all. That one desire. That is real desire. and all other desires, they are foolish. So we cannot be desireless, but we should desire only bona fide. Just like, I am part and parcel of the Supreme. So if I desire to work in cooperation with the Supreme, that is my natural position, that is desireless. If you, suppose in this material condition, if you desire to eat, that is natural. So long you have got this body, you have to eat. If somebody says, oh, you are desiring eating, nobody says that. Similarly, what is natural desire, that is permitted. And what is not natural, that is called become desireless. Don't desire like this, unnatural. So desirelessness means not to desire unnaturally, but to desire Krishna's remembrance. That is natural. Because I am part and parcel, how can I forget? This forgetfulness is the cause of my so many desires. And as soon as I desire Krishna, then there is no other desire. That is desirelessness. So, prem sukh bhog mukha prayajan, or prem sukh, the happiness in the matter of our reciprocation as the whole and the part and parcel, that sense is the highest pleasure that we should aspire after. Not that by becoming Krishna consciousness we may desire some material profit. That is not. Veda Shastri kahe sambandha vidheya prayajan Krishna Krishna bhakti prem teen mahabhava. Now, we are aspiring after possessing something, possessiveness. What we should possess? The possession is Krishna and desire is reciprocation between Krishna and myself. And the ultimate end is love. That's all. Just like we have got parvati reflection of that love here. It's between the two lovers. They don't want anything. He wants she, she wants he. Yes. That is desire. And there is a progression of loving affairs. And the ultimate end that they are peaceful in love. This is only perverted reflection of the real love, which is reciprocated with Krishna. Here there is no possibility of love. It is all lust. But we call it love because it is just the reflection. Just the real. That is real and it is unreal. That's like shadow and reality. There is gulf of difference between the shadow and reality. So whatever love we see in this world, that love is only a perverted reflection of the real love in Krishna. Vidadi sakal shastri Krishna mukha sambandha tar jane anusange jaya maya bandha. So, a devotee is not anxious for liberation because his intimate connection with Krishna means he is liberated. One cannot be in intimate touch with Krishna unless one is liberated. So liberation an intimate connection with Krishna, the same thing. Jisam antagatam papam janaram punyakarmanam tedandam mahaninmakta bhajanti maam virabhrata. Jisam, have you got Bhagavad Gita here? Yes, just try to find out this sloka. I don't remember rightly. I think in the 8th chapter. Githam antagatam papam janana anapinna karmanam hedandam mahaninmakta bhajanti maang dhirabhrata. Jishang means those who are antagatam papam. Papam means sinful reaction. One who has surpassed all sinful reactions. Jishang antagatam papam. Jananam, such persons, punna karmanam, who has had done never any sinful action, but always engaged in the matter of pious activities, punna karmanam, such persons can only devote himself fully in the service of the Lord Krishna. Is it, have you got it? What is that?
But those men of virtuous deeds,
yes,
whom sin has come to an end, freed from the delusion of dualities,
yes,
worship me steadfast in their vows.
Yes. So, to worship Krishna steadfast means he is liberated from delusion. That is mukti. One who has got still some doubt, why shall I worship Krishna? That means he is still in delusion. And still the reaction of his sinful life is not finished. A slight doubt means there is slight tinge still. And one who is dandamohanimukta, duality, duality means whether I shall do it or not, whether I shall stick up to this process of Krishna consciousness or not, this is called duality. So one who is free from all these sinful reactions, he has no more duality. He has far said, yes, Krishna worship is the final. So Krishna worship means he is liberated already. Just like the same example, if a man is sitting on the high court bench, it is to be understood that he has passed all education and qualification and is a good lawyer. Therefore, there is no more necessity to ask whether you have passed any examination or law examination. This is foolishness. Similarly, if one is, strictly in Krishna consciousness, then it is to be understood that he is liberated. Liberation, the definition of liberation is in the Srimad Bhagavatam, mukti, sarupena avasthiti, hitya annatha, mukti hitva annatha rupam, sarupena avasthiti. Mukti means hitva annatha rupam. Now we are represented in different kinds of formalities. You have got different kinds of idea, I have got different kinds of idea, another man has different kinds of idea. There are differences, therefore we are clashing each other. This is the sign of bondage. And mukti means when we are liberated from these different kinds of ideas. And sarupena avasthiti, when you are situated in our constitutional position, that is called mukti, liberation. And what is our constitutional position? Oh, I am the part and parcel of the Supreme, Krishna. Then what is my duty? The duty, part's duty is to serve the whole. That's all. Just like your hand, the part of your body, what is the duty of hand? To serve the body. It is very easy thing. If you are part and parcel of the Supreme, then what is your duty? Your duty is to serve me. You have no other duty. So, one who understands this firmly and convincingly, he is liberated. He is liberated. Oh, how can I say he is also Now, going to the office, he is dressing like ordinary man. What do you mean? Mukti means he'll dress like something else, or he'll have four hands or eight legs. No. Simply change of consciousness. That's all. So Krishna consciousness means change of your consciousness. I am thinking, I am this matter. I have got so many duties with this material world. So when it's changed, this consciousness, no, I belong to Krishna. I am part and parcel of Krishna, therefore all energy should be for Krishna. This is Krishna consciousness. Now I am applying all my energy to this material conception of life. When you apply your energy, your transcendental energy to Krishna, then you are liberated. Therefore, a devotee of Krishna, pure devotee of Krishna, they are not hankering after Krishna. Mukti. They say, Mukti Mukulitanjali Sevate Asman. Oh, the Mukti lady is standing with folded hands. My dear sir, what can I do for you? And devotee doesn't care. Oh, what can I do for me? I don't want your help. There is a nice verse of Billamangal Thakur. He lived for 700 years in Vrindavan. And became a great devotee of Krishna. In the beginning, he was an impersonalist. His life is very nice. It is better to cite his life. He was a South Indian Brahmin, a very rich man, and very much sensual. He kept one prostitute. Because he was so much, I mean to say, devoted to the prostitute that he was performing his father's death ceremony, and he was asking the priest, please make haste, I have to go. My prostitute has it. So, he was a very rich man, a priestly anyway, he finished that business. Then, there was ceremony, he took very nice food stuff in a bed, and he was going to that prostitute's house. But when he came out of his home, so it was raining torrently. So, he never cared for that raining. He went to the riverside. Oh, there was no boat, and it was, the river was waving. The waves are very furious. And he thought, how can I go to the other side? He was daily going to the other side of the river. Then, anyway, he swimmed over, crossed over by swimming. Then, the prostitute thought, oh, it is today raining, and he may not come. So he blocked the door and went to sleep. And when he came to the house, he saw the door is blocked and it was raining still. So how can I go? He crossed over the wall by catching one snake. Just see how much intensely he was attacked. And went to the prostitute and he was astonished. Well, Billamangal, his name was Billamangal. How do they have to come here like this? Oh, he did that. Yes. I did this. Oh, hey. Prostitute was astonished. Her name was Chintam. So, the prostitute said, my dear Billamangal, if you have got so intense love for me, had it been for God, for Krishna, I would have been your life sublime. Oh, that's traffic. Yes. He at once left and went out. Yes, you are right. Then he was Vrindavan, where he saw another beautiful woman. Because he has practiced to that habit. So, was going behind me. Although he determined, now I am going to Vrindavan. On the way, he was again attracted by another woman. So he followed that woman. That woman belonged to a respectable family. So he came and the woman said to her husband, "Sir, this man is following me. Please ask, what is the idea?" So the husband asked, "My dear sir, you appear to be a very nice gentleman and you belong to a very aristocratic family from your appearance, etc. I understand. What do you want? You are following my wife." He said, "Yes, I am following your wife because I want to embrace her." "Oh, you want to embrace? Come on, embrace. Come on. You are welcome. Come on." So the wife also, "See, oh, here is a guest. He wants to embrace you and kiss you. So please decorate yourself nicely so that he may enjoy." So the wife also followed the instruction of the husband, because wife's duty is to follow the instruction. And when Billamangal came side before the woman, he said, "My dear mother, will you kindly give your hairpins?" "Yes." "Why?" "I have got some business." He took the hairpin and at once pierced his eye. "So this eye is my enemy." And he became blind. Then all of them, that's all right. "Now, no more I shall be disturbed." So in that blindness, you are financing hostilities in Vrindavan. So by the grace of Krishna, Krishna came like a boy. "Oh, my dear sir, why you are starving? Why didn't you take some milk?" "Oh, who are you, my dear boy?" "Oh, I am a boy in this of this village. I am a cowherd boy. If you like, I can give you daily some milk." "All right. Very good." So Krishna was supplying him milk. So there was friendship. He has written that bhakti is such a thing that mukti mukalita anjali sevati asmal. Mukti is nothing for me. So this is his verse. Mukti mukalita anjali sevati asmal. So we have no desire for mukti. When Krishna comes to supply milk, then what is the use of my mukti? So that's a great soul, Billamangal Thakur. It is worth to remember his name. For 700 years he lived in Vrindavan, and he has written a nice book which is called Krishna Karunamrita. That is a very authoritative book, Krishna Karunamrita. Lord Chaitanya picked up this book and he recommended all his devotees to read that, Krishna Karunamrita. So, thank you.
Do you have it?
Yes.